हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर टकिया हिल, TKYAHALL. टकिया हिल इज ए पेशेंट फॉर फॉलो विजिट ऑन August 8, 2022. डेट ऑफ बर्थ 6/20/97 एंड डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 12/16/2021. मिस टकिया हिल प्रेजेंट हियर फॉर ए फॉलो विजिट विद कंप्लेंट ऑफ पेन इन द right arm due to the fracture of the humerus as a result of automobile accident. Other than that, patient reports that her pain in the shoulder is completely gone, and she also do not have any pain in the neck, mid back, or lower back. There is no radiculopathy or radiation to fingers or toes. However, she has severe pain in the right knee to the tune of 9. She woke up with the severe pain, and she don't think it was related to the car accident. And she did go to see the orthopedic surgeon, and a physical therapy was advised for the rest of the year, for next 4-5 years. The fracture is apparently healing well, and X-ray was done. She saw the orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gilliard, a week ago. And she's suffering from depression, PTSD, bipolar illness, and anxiety due to the head trauma. And her pain in the chest is also completely gone. And a knee brace has been advised to her. And other than that, the pain in the right arm, which is the only pain left, is 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And her ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports 20% improvement in the pain. And the ADLs that are reported are walking ability 9. The general activity and work is affected 8. Sleep is affected 7. Mood and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 6. In the neurology and psych patient report that she is suffering from occasional headaches, which are 3 to 4 per week, and they are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are only associated with vertigo when the room is spinning, but there is no dizziness. She also denies any confusion, disorientation. She denies any double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts. And she denies any loss of balance or vision problems. And there is a slight loss of memory, but it has been going on since childhood. So unrelated to the car accident. Besides, she complains of anxiety, depression, panic, occasional nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain only major in the right forearm, right upper arm, due to the fracture of the humerus. No other pains are reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other finding. No trouble swelling, blood in the stool, or stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, urination, blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath, but no coughing. In last 1 month, report that the chest pain has completely gone back better, and occasionally it hurts, but not too much. Complete improvement is reported in all the pains, including neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulder, and chest. The medical history, in last 30 days, patient report, she has been diagnosed with anxiety, PTSD, and bipolar disorder by the neuropsych department. But there is no change in the surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 147/89. Pulse is 93 and pulse ox is 99. The general review is the same from the previous visit of 07/07/2022 exam, 2022, dictation 0701-084. regarding the rest of the exam is the same, except for the right upper arm, which is less tender, less swollen, and distally there is no deficiency of circulation. Reflexes are normal. The motor power is normal, and grip is normal. Carpal tunnel compressions test are negative. Rest of the extremities are completely normal. In the right knee, there is some peripatellar swelling. However, it doesn't seem like related to the original accident that occurred on 12/16/2021, and it is most likely arthritis in her knee that is going on. Regarding the musculature examination, completely normal. Please use the template. And musculoskeletal examination is also completely normal, including the neck and the, including the inspection and palpation, which is completely normal. In the inspection, there is normal curvature alignment, no scars. In palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noted. In the spine tenderness, there is no tenderness of the vertebral spine. In paravertebral muscle spasm and tenderness, there is no spasm noticed. Paraspinal muscles are completely normal. And trapezius muscles are normal, and no hypertonicity is noticed. In the range of motion, cervical spine has a completely normal spine. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35, hyperextension is not painful. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, the Sperling sign is negative, Lerner test is negative, distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative. Ruse test, in the thoracic spine, Ruse test is negative, Slub test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, Bregar test is negative, Kemp test is negative, Brzezinski sign is negative. In sacroiliac joint, standing flexion test negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test negative, fibro test negative, Gonsalon test is negative. Bilateral sacroiliac joint are no longer tender. Extremities examination, except for the right upper arm, all the extremities are completely normal. The shoulders are normal, and the knee has a slight tenderness, but not related to the car accident. The knee examination was done, and the patient was supplied a knee brace, however, and a ACE bandage to help. And if not improved, we'll investigate. In the beginning of the time when patient came, she did not mention any pain in the knee joint. Hence, we believe that it is not related to the car accident. The rest of the examination of the right upper arm I've already dictated. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. The patient continues to remain disabled for work at this time due to her fracture, which is healing in the right upper arm or right humerus. She'll do physical therapy 2 times a day for knee and the right humerus. ACE bandage is advised, local heat is advised, and a knee brace has been provided to the patient. Medication-wise, patient is provided with Wellbutrin to continue, 150 mg for anxiety, depression, panic, Lyrica 50 mg for headaches, Lidocaine ointment for local pain around right humerus. Imitrex tablets are provided for severe headaches and Clearitrex 60 tablets. And a refill is also provided. The patient will be seen in a month's time from today. Thank you.